Namaskar, everybody. This is Dattaveda Pragyananda speaking, and we have another episode of DharmaCast. And we're continuing in our series of podcasts in which we're talking about the moral and ethical base of yoga. And so to just to go over what we've done is we're talking about yama sadhana. Yama are the five principles of conduct which help us to get in harmony with our surroundings, with the society around us. And when we complete this series, then we're going to go on to niyama, which are the five principles which help us to get harmony with ourselves, to bring about mental and spiritual purification of our inner self. So let's turn our attention to aparigraha, which is the last element of yama sadhana that we have to talk about. So aparigraha, I'm going to read what my guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, how he describes it in one sentence. He says, non-indulgence in the enjoyment of such amenities and comforts of life as are superfluous for the preservation of life is aparigraha. So this means that we should take what we need and not take anything more. It's a kind of a simple living. And so that's a very good principle to live by. And we should put it into context. The spiritual context is that humans have a special function, a special nature, and that is to attain the supreme. That's what separates us. It's our dharma. That's what separates us from the other living beings. We have that capacity to reach for the supreme, to emerge, to do yoga, to do spiritual practice. So that's our job. But in order to do that job, that's a spiritual job, we have to maintain our physical existence. So that's what our pursuit of objects is about. But we should be aware that getting objects and getting money and getting this, getting that, that's really not going to satisfy us. We need mental peace. But in order to pursue our spiritual quest, we have to take care of the body and take care of our environment. So we have to take care of ourselves, and if we're in a family, we have to take care of our family. And this is our job. So we need certain amenities, certain things. But when we take more than what we need, then we're going against this concept of aparigraha. And that has bad consequences for ourselves and also for the society. But first of all, I want to talk about this concept about what we need. And that's a very changeable idea because it depends on the time and the place and the person. So let's say 100 years ago in 1916 instead of 2016, to own a car was really a luxury. There weren't very many of them. But today, it's a necessity. So the time has changed, and what was a luxury once becomes a necessity. Sometimes the place will change. In a certain place, you may need that vehicle. In another place, you may not need it. And the person will change. A teenage kid, you know, may get a vehicle, but it would be a luxury. But his parents, they needed to go to work, so it's a necessity. So it's according to time, place, and person, we should take the objects or procure the objects that we need to live with to maintain our existence so that we could also move on to our highest pursuit, which is to attain that mental and spiritual peace. So this is the context of aparigraha sadhana. It has another aspect of it also, and this is why we say that when you follow aparigraha, you come in harmony with your surroundings, because when one person or two persons or three persons or some people take too much, that may result in the deprivation of others. So that's why it's a social concept also. It's an important social concept. And it even has a relevance on a collective scale. So if one nation hoards or takes too much, then maybe a neighboring nation or other nations will not have enough. And we see that in the world today, that there are the haves and the have-nots. And people who are in the haves, they always say, oh, the have-nots, the reason why they're poor is because they're not moral people, they're not good people, and that's why they're lazy people. But oftentimes, the poverty of some people is due to the overindulgence of other people, and this is a fact of life, and it cannot be denied so easily, although people will go to great lengths, you know, they have very advanced economics degrees, and they try to prove this, but it's not at all the fact. The fact is that the hoarding of some people results in the deprivation of others. So this is really, in a nutshell, this is a parigraha. So we should limit our accumulation just to the things that we need, and then we should try to get that mental peace. And if we do not do this, it results in a great harm to the society, but even more, it harms us, because our mind, instead of meditating on the Supreme Consciousness, we're actually meditating on physical objects. When we make physical objects the goal of our life, then that becomes our God. Once one poet wrote, "Things are in the saddle and ride mankind." Yeah, so the things are in the saddle today. The material things are our gods, our little g gods, as some other philosophers called that. And we're like slaves to that, and we're the horse, and the material objects are in the saddle riding us. So we have to break that. And this yogic concept of a parigraha, of learning how to take only what we need and not really take more, then this will help us as individuals, will help us as a society. And there's one other little thing. There's a book called Guide to Human Conduct, which Sri Sri Anandamurti wrote. He has another little odd thing there, which is interesting. He says that actually, to practice this, we should also, as individuals, we can take help from the society. So before we do a vast expenditure, we should consult with some senior person, some respected person, and get advice. You know, so many times people just spend wildly and then they regret it later. So when we spend, and we're going to spend on some big object, some big acquisition, we should think about it very carefully and even take advice. So this is aparigraha. It means to take what we need, don't take any more. And it's a key. It's a key to mental happiness, which is called santosha, which we're going to talk about when we start the series of niyama sadhana. And if someone violates aparigraha, keeps accumulating beyond the necessity, then when it comes to getting mental contentment, they will find it very difficult. And mental contentment is really one of the keys to living a satisfied or a successful life. So you go now, you can go do a survey on the street and go to the very rich people who have, they're bursting with things, and ask them, are they happy? And they will tell you. And usually the answer is no. They're worried, you know, maybe their things are going to disappear. Someone's going to steal them. So don't worship those things. Don't worship those things. And the way to not worship the things is to practice aparigraha. Take what you need. Don't take anything more. We're going to continue with the series on yama and niyama in future podcasts. So you can listen to those podcasts at www.dharmacast.com or on Rawa Radio. That's rawaradio.com. So I bid you namaskar. I salute the divinity within you, and we hope to come back soon with another podcast. Thank you for listening.